This past week, a group of blind air travelers filed a class action suit against United Airlines. They say the airline's digital kiosks are inaccessible to visually impaired passengers. But as Amy Standen from member station KQED reports, the kiosks aren't the only obstacle.
Mike May lives in Davis, California. He says air travel is full of hassles for blind people.
Something as simple as wanting to know which gate your flight is at.
Sighted people can glance up and see that information on digital billboards, but Mike May has to ask someone. Same goes for those check-in kiosks that more and more airlines are using these days.
There's no earphone jack, no audio output, no braille output.
Often that means May has to find a stranger with time to help and then hand over his credit card and other private information.
It's demeaning to have to ask. It's inconvenient, and it has an element of not being safe to have to depend on another person for that.
But for blind travelers, the problems start even before they get to the airport, says Jonathan Lazar, who teaches computer science at Towson University in Maryland. Recently, he took a close look at the websites of 10 leading airlines. He found that 4 of them, including United, are inaccessible to blind people, meaning the sites are incompatible with the screen readers that blind people use to surf the web. So for those airlines, blind people have to buy their tickets by phone.
More than one-third of the time, they wound up overcharging blind people, either quoting higher fares or refusing to waive the call center fee. Or both.
Lazar says there's an easy solution here. Design websites that blind people can use. American Airlines and Continental have already done that. So have eBay and Target. Lazar says accessible and inaccessible websites look exactly the same. The difference is the way they are coded. On an inaccessible website, a blind person using a screen reader might hear something like this.
Image, 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 or 153585293.jpg, basically garbled junk.
On an accessible site, blind people hear descriptions that make sense to them. Same goes for handheld devices. Take the iPhone.
Phone, Safari, Mail, iPod. Double tap to open.
All it takes is a quick change in settings to make an iPhone or iPad blind accessible. Every time your finger touches something,
Facebook, one new item.
The device tells you what it is, which, by the way, takes some getting used to.
Double tap, Facebook. Facebook.
Mike May says accessible design is perfectly doable, and while his lawsuit focuses on airline kiosks, they're really just an example of a bigger problem. He says there are countless ways that technology has opened doors for disabled people, but with bad design, it can also shut them out. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen.
You're listening to NPR News.